Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's reading of the Yuma Sun, Yuma's daily newspaper. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Some of the articles I'm going to be reading today include a recap of headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, early voting and emergency voting details ahead of the September 23rd CD7 special election, and a system tracks students from the moment they leave home to school and back. Before we do the news, let's do the weather. For Tuesday, the 2nd of September, it's going to be mostly cloudy, a high of 106, a low of 86, and winds out of the southeast at 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, the 3rd of September, partly cloudy, a high of 104, a low of 85, and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then for Thursday, the 4th of September, partly cloudy, a high of 102, a low of 85, and winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour. Just a look at rainfall totals for Yuma. For the month of August, officially 1.16 inches. Year-to-date, 1.33 inches. Normal year-to-date, 1.81 inches. So down just about a half an inch for the year. Now, let's do the news. Starting with headlines from the weekend editions of the Yuma Sun, from the Friday, August 29th edition of the Yuma Sun, roadwork. Motorists traveling along U.S. Highway 95 near Yuma Proving Ground can expect to see increased activity in the coming months as preliminary work begins on a major road improvement project slated to begin in fall 2025. Crews were recently spotted near Aberdeen Road, relocating utility lines further into the desert, an early step in preparations for the Arizona Department of Transportation's Intersection Improvement Project. The work is part of a broader plan to enhance safety and traffic flow between Imperial Dam Road and Aberdeen Road, located just north of Yuma. YPG has also started making changes in support of the project. This past week, YPG crews removed the long-standing Welcome to YPG sign that once stood at the Laguna Dam Road turnoff to the post's Visitor Control Center. For updates and traffic alerts, residents can subscribe by email, call the ADOT Bilingual Project Information Line at 855-712-8530, or visit the ADOT Travel Information Site at az511.gov. Real-time updates are also available by following at @ArizonaDOT on Twitter or calling 511, not while driving. Next, from Friday, Eagles. The Fraternal Order of Eagles, number 4538, recently handed out checks of $3,000 to Right Turn for Veterans, $3,000 to Hope for Kids, and $3,000 to Helping Hands. The Fraternal Order of Eagles is an international nonprofit organization dedicated to philanthropic and service to help shape the community. The local Eagles organization raises money to support Yuma charities. And finally, from Friday, sports. The Yuma Coyotes Youth Tackle Football League teams brought home a clean sweep this weekend with all three divisions, 10 under, 12 under, and 14 under, winning their brackets at the Red Zone Elite Tackle Tournament in Phoenix. The Coyotes, the only youth tackle football program in Yuma County, are run entirely by dedicated volunteer board members and coaching staff. Traveling to Phoenix to compete against top-tier teams from across the state, the Coyotes showcase the talent and hard work of Yuma athletes, proving they can compete and win. Adding to the excitement, the Coyotes cheer team had the opportunity to showcase their skills on a big stage, performing during the Arizona Cardinals halftime show this past Saturday. Their energy and spirit highlighted the pride and unity of the entire Coyotes program. Moving on to news from the Saturday, August 30th edition of the Yuma Sun, San Luis. Onvita Health took a significant step closer to providing more attainable health care in South County with the announcement last Monday that Pilkington Construction Company will serve as the general contractor for the upcoming Onvita Health San Luis campus. Onvita has been planning to expand medical services in South County over the last several years, but this project has taken a significant leap within the last 18 to 24 months with the acquisitions of bond funding and a large plot of land across from the Walmart on Main Street and County 22nd Street. Onvita broke ground at the new location on November 16, 2024, and construction is expected to proceed over the next 18 months. Next, traffic. The Yuma Police Department will focus traffic enforcement efforts on South Avenue C from September 1st through September 14th as part of its ongoing Project Drive Safe 2025 campaign. Officers will be looking for a range of violations during the two-week enforcement period, including speeding, distracted driving or cell phone use, red light and stop sign violations, disobedience to traffic control devices, and school zone infractions. Police encourage all drivers to follow traffic laws and remain vigilant behind the wheel, especially near schools and during peak travel hours. For updated roadway construction information and traffic restrictions within the city of Yuma, residents can visit yumaaz.gov/news and click on the road construction icon. And finally, from Saturday, Parent Academy. After supporting more than 180 families last school year, Yuma Union High School District is bringing back its Parents Academy series this fall, with sessions beginning Tuesday, September 2nd, and running for 4 weeks. The program is designed to help parents feel informed and confident as their children navigate high school. Each weekly session will focus on different topics, from earning college credit to preparing for life after graduation. For more information, visit the YUHSD website or contact your school's counseling office. And that concludes the weekend update. Now, news from the Monday, September 1st edition of the Yuma Sun. Supervisors appoint election workers ahead of September 23rd CD7 special election. This article by James Gilbert, Sun Staff Writer. Yuma County is moving forward with preparations for the September 23rd special general election for Congressional District 7, following the Board of Supervisors' approval of key election board appointments during its August 18th regular meeting. The board approved members for the Accuracy Certification Board, Early Ballots Board, and Voter Center Election Boards, as required by Arizona law. State statute drives everything that we do regarding elections, said County Administrator Ian McGaughey. These positions are appointed for every election, not just for special ones. The Accuracy Certification Board, made up of three individuals, recently completed logic and accuracy testing of election equipment in coordination with the Arizona Secretary of State's office. They did that, and everything passed with flying colors, McGaughey said. The seven-member early ballot board, which includes representatives from multiple political parties is responsible for verifying the signatures on early ballot envelopes and preparing ballots for tabulation. That process may continue after Election Day, depending on the volume of early ballots. Even after the election, because those early ballots don't always get counted completely before Election Day. That would be going on until all the ballots are counted, McGaughey added. The Vote Center Election Boards will oversee in-person voting at 6 designated vote centers across the county. Each location has workers assigned to various responsibilities on Election Day. The full list of board members was included in the meeting materials. The board also authorized the county's election services director or a designee to make substitutions or additions as needed. Under Arizona law, election workers must be appointed at least 20 days prior to any election, a requirement met ahead of the upcoming vote. Early voting and emergency voting details. Early voting. Early voting for the September 23rd special general election is currently underway. Yuma County voters can cast early ballots at the Yuma County Recorder's Office, located at 102 South Main Street, Yuma, during the following hours: Wednesday, August 27th through Friday, September 19th. The hours: Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The office will be open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, September 19th. Emergency voting. For voters who experience an emergency and are unable to vote early or on Election Day, emergency voting will be available at the Recorder's Office on Saturday, September 20th through Monday, September 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Ballot drop box locations. Ballot drop boxes are available at the following locations and are accessible 24/7 until 7 p.m. on Election Day, September 23rd. The Recorder's Office in Yuma, 102 South Main Street. The Main Library in Yuma, 2951 South 21st Drive. The Foothills Library in Yuma, 13226 South Frontage Road. The Welton Library in Welton, 28790 San Jose Avenue. The San Luis Library in San Luis, 1075 6th Avenue. And the Somerton Library in Somerton at 240 West Canal Street. And this article: Supervisors approve election workers ahead of September 23rd CD7 special election. Just a reminder, you are listening to the Yuma Sun with Mary Wiegand on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Our next article: System tracks students from moment they leave home to school and back. The Gadsden District implements new transportation management system. This article by Alex Ibrahimi, Sun staff writer. Gadsden Elementary School District Number 32 has introduced a student transportation management system designed to improve safety, accountability, and efficiency across all bus routes. The Crosswalk by Unite GPS system uses student ID cards to record when and where students board and exit the school bus, creating a digital log of every ride. This real-time monitoring is meant to provide peace of mind for parents and guardians, while also strengthening accountability for both students and staff. With this system, school administrators can quickly verify ridership, identify potential issues, and respond immediately in the event of an emergency. In addition, Crosswalk helps the district improve route efficiency, reduce delays, and ensure that every child is accounted for from the moment they leave home until they arrive safely at school and back again. Student safety is always our highest priority, said Lizette Esparza, district superintendent. We are confident this system will strengthen safety and make transportation more efficient for our families and our staff. Governing Board President Luis Marquez added in the press release, as a board, we are committed to bringing innovative solutions to our district. This system represents our dedication to safe, efficient, and transparent transportation for every GESD student and family. The total cost of implementing Crosswalk was $127,657, supported through a School Violence Prevention Program grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services. The program grant helps schools enhance student safety, prevent violence, and strengthen collaboration with law enforcement. Through this funding, GESD was able to implement this technology to directly benefit students, families, and the community. To ensure the system's success, all students riding district buses must bring their school ID every day. Parents are asked to support the district by ensuring their children carry their ID consistently, as it will be required to scan when boarding and exiting the bus. For more information about Crosswalk, contact the Gadsden Elementary School District at 928-627-6545. And this article, System Tracks Students from the Moment They Leave Home to School and Back. Next, in other school news, Tunnel of Hope. Community celebrates Raleigh students, focuses on the positive. This article by Joe Tapasti, Sun Staff writer. Students at Raleigh Elementary School were greeted by a who's who of community members the morning of Friday, August 29th. The community members lined up along with the school staff for a special tunnel. Kids made their way through a crowd of cheers and praises, some holding signs depicting pride for Kids at Hope. Kids at Hope comes from the heart. It's a philosophy, it's a culture, a living, breathing mindset, said Tim Hardy, chairman of Kids at Hope in Yuma County. Hardy, who introduced Yuma County to Kids at Hope more than a decade ago, says that Raleigh Elementary was one of the first schools to adopt the Kids at Hope mantra. All kids are capable of success, no exceptions. The program encourages adults to look at every kid as having the chance to be successful. Kids at Hope still has accountability, but it focuses on the positive things kids are doing. And this article, Tunnel of Hope. Our next article, Sunshine Award, A Labor of Love. This article by Joe Tapasti, Sun Staff writer. Labor Day is set aside to thank everyone that makes it possible for our country to run. And ironically, for most people, it's also a day where they don't have to go to work. Up until recently, the Yuma Sun joined the rest of the country on that specific day to honor our countries, our counties, and our cities' workforce. The Yuma Sun, with the aid of community partners like Visit Yuma, decided to honor our workforce more than just once a year. The Sunshine Award does just that. It focuses on the men and women who work to improve a customer's experience. It's so easy for people to call or write about a negative experience. But now we have the chance to do the opposite and highlight the amazing efforts of others, said Darlene Firestone, a Sunshine Award nominee. Since its inception, the Sunshine Award has received positive praise from both employers and employees alike. As a Sunshine Ambassador, the role gave me the unique opportunity to attend the mayor's State of the City. I participated in the light parade, and I've even met one of my idols, Kyle Gass, said Ricardo Macias, one of the Sunshine Award's first recipients. The Sunshine Award was created to express the community's gratitude towards the men and women who work on the front lines day in and day out. Anyone can nominate someone from any industry. Some of the Sunshine Award recipients are then chosen to become ambassadors, like Macias, whose mission is to promote Yuma whenever and wherever possible. It's a win-win for both the employee and the company that supports them. I really believe everyone should make it a habit to nominate someone each month. It's such an impactful way to recognize hard work and positivity, Firestone added. How to nominate? The public, peers, or supervisors can nominate a person who provided a good customer experience. The nomination link is yumasunshine.com. The Yuma Sun will publish names of nominees each month. Nominees will receive a certificate and a Sunshine Award pin. Visit Yuma and a committee will use the nominations at the end of the year to select the 2025 ambassadors. And this article, Sunshine Award, a labor of love. Our final article, City Council to hold ceremony for retiring Fire Chief Dusty Fields. Strategic plan and fiscal year 26 first quarter updates also highlight a busy week. This article by Josh Bootson, Sun Staff writer. The Yuma City Council has a jam-packed agenda for this week's work session and council meeting, headlined by a presentation and reception to honor Fire Chief Dusty Fields' retirement. Fields is retiring after more than 30 years of service. The ceremony will take place directly after Wednesday's meeting outside the council chambers at City Hall. On Tuesday, Mayor Douglas Nichols will kick off council business with a proclamation for National Day of Remembrance for murder victims. Also during the work session, Deputy City Administrator Jennifer Reichelt will provide an update on the city's strategic plan. Then, Finance Director Douglas Allen will present a fiscal year 2026 first quarter financial briefing. Allen will also share information regarding the city's fiscal year 2025 capital asset threshold criteria, fiscal year 2026 expenditure limitation mitigation, and fiscal year 2026-27 financing for the city's capital improvement plan. Wednesday's council meeting will begin with a recognition of the Griffin family, a Somerton-based winter vegetable, alfalfa, wheat, and medjool date operation, followed by a presentation from representatives of Marine Corps Air Station Yuma on the upcoming Weapons and Tactics Instructor Training Exercise. The mayor will then proclaim General Aviation Appreciation Month and Library Card Sign-Up Month for the city. 7 ordinances will be introduced at this week's meeting, including updates that would adhere the city code with the 2024 International Building Code, 2024 International Residential Code, 2024 International Existing Building Code, and 2024 International Property Maintenance Code. Various sections have been amended based on recommendations from the council and the development community. The council will also introduce an ordinance to authorize a 5-year lease with Keithley Williams Seeds for a 12.39-acre lot and the associated Citrus Packers building recently acquired by the city. Additionally, the council is slated to introduce ordinances to approve a real estate option agreement with Top Quality Products and rezone the property at 1749 South Madison Avenue from the light industrial to low-density residential district. The council may adopt an ordinance that would vacate the 48th Street, County 13th Street, right-of-way to Curley Investments of Yuma. 3 resolutions are on the agenda, including one that authorizes Municipal Improvement District No. 130 to serve La Vida Townhomes. Two other resolutions may approve the termination of a 2022 economic development and lease of sewer capacity agreement with Dole Fresh Vegetables and authorize a development agreement with Juniper Tree Academy. Wednesday's motion consent agenda includes 16 items, and unfortunately, I don't have time to read those 16. Finally, the council will hold a public hearing on a minor general plan amendment to change the land use designation for the property located at 1980 West Colorado Street from low-density residential to high-density residential. Tuesday's work session and Wednesday's council meeting begin at 5:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers, 1 City Plaza. To view and or download the complete agenda and staff reports, go to yuma-az.legistar.com/calendar.aspx. Meetings can be viewed through the following platforms: live on Spectrum Cable Channel 73 or via Teams on a computer or mobile device at yumaaz.gov/public meetings. Click on Calendar, then select the city meeting and click Join. In this article, City Council to hold ceremony for retiring Fire Chief Dusty Fields. We are at the conclusion of today's Yuma Sun program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Mary Wiegand. Thank you for tuning in today for the Yuma Sun. If you missed any part of this program or any of our other outstanding programs, you can listen on your smart speaker. You can take Sun Sounds with you with the new Sun Sounds of Arizona app for Apple and Android devices, or you can visit our website, sunsounds.org, and listen to any of the programs on demand under broadcast info and audio. Please stay tuned for more informative programs. The Wall Street Journal is next on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Have a wonderful day.